Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Mixed reaction to US President Donald Trump's threat to cut all aid to South Africa over the country's new land expropriation laws. First and most measured, President Ramaphosa and his international relations and cooperation minister Ronald Lamola both say South Africa is a constitutional democracy and has not confiscated any land. Ramaphosa says he wants to meet Trump to explain the situation to him. He added that U.S. funding to South Africa was limited to the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, first introduced in 2003 by George W. Bush. It accounts for 17% of the country's HIV/AIDS program. Somewhat more irascible, Minerals and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe, who told the mining indaba in Cape Town that African nations should withhold minerals from the world's most powerful nation if needs be. If they don't give us money, said Mantashe, let's not give them minerals. We are not just beggars. If, as a continent, we are paralyzed with fear, we are going to collapse. And he reminded delegates that Africa is the world's richest mining destination, with at least 90% of the world's chromium and platinum, 40% of the world's gold, and the largest reserves of cobalt, vanadium, manganese, and uranium. In changing tack, Mantashe said that coal was making a comeback and should be considered a critical mineral for the nation because of its contribution to employment and the economy. King coal is back, said Mantashe, adding that the death of the dirtiest fossil fuel had been declared prematurely. And going back to Donald Trump, he himself has paused the tariffs announced over the weekend against Mexico and Canada. They're on hold for 30 days, but already both countries have announced measures to strengthen border controls with America. No change yet, though, with China. Amidst all of this, the markets have been lurching one way and then another. At the close last evening in Johannesburg, the JSE All Share is down 0.5%, the top 40 slightly less. London's FTSE down 1%. In New York, the Dow down 0.25%. The S&P 500 3/4. The Nasdaq down 1.2%. But on Trump's pausing tariffs, Tokyo is now up 1.4%, Hong Kong up 2.5%, Sydney up 0.5%. And the US dollar has dropped back to 103 against the euro. That's helped the rand. We're back now to 18.75 against the dollar, 19.34 to the euro, 23.28 to sterling. Gold is touching record highs, 2,818. Platinum, 969. Bitcoin back up to just under 101,000. Brent crude oil down to $75.60 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.